Now, okay, I know it's a radio show, so it might seem just a little bit unusual that we would be bringing you an item about photography, an exclusively visual medium. But given that Ken Whelan is here, so you're blamed for everything, Ken.
Absolutely.
Ireland's Johnny Giles of the marine world, we're affectionately calling you these days, Ken. Since we've been talking all things
sea...
Oh, these are all two major compliments. Mega compliments.
For Johnny Giles.
Yeah, who is Johnny Giles? Yeah. And since we've been talking all things seaworthy for the last half hour, we just had to bring your attention to a magnificent new book of photography celebrating some hidden treasures from Ireland's coastline. The book is called Jewellery Box, Ireland's Hidden Gems, and it's a collection of some of the most magnificent pictures we've ever seen, taken from rock pools around the coast of Ireland. And the amazing talent that delivered this book to us, Dara Muldowney, has joined the gang here in studio. Good afternoon, Dara.
Good afternoon.
I brought the book home last night, I have to say, Dara, and it really is magnificent. The pictures just come alive. There's so much colour. You've called it Jewellery Box. Explain that one.
Well, first of all, thanks a million for having me on the show. It's great to be here. And hello to all you guys.
How are you doing?
Jewellery Box, to me, I suppose it began as a child when I wandered around the shores of Ireland with an old fishnet. And that sense of exploration and awe and wonder that a child gets. And there's a sense of timelessness as well. And I tried to recreate that when I did this body of work as an adult. I see the jewellery... I mean, I use Jewellery Box as a metaphor for the beauty that I see within the pools, the sparkling colours and of all the animals and the flora that's in there. But to me, it's like jewellery for the soul, the most precious type of jewellery there is. Because when you're looking into them, all the sparkles, it just makes me think I'm looking into a jewellery box.
There were pictures of shells, sand formation. It's the shapes. It's all the different shapes that really fascinated me and where they were in your travels around Ireland.
Yeah, well, I mean, the 17 counties touch the coast, so there was at least one image from every county that is represented in the collection. And I suppose what I'm trying to show up is it doesn't matter where you are located in Ireland, that you take a spin out to your closest coast, there is beauty to be had at every single point. And that's why I made a point of making it to all 17 counties. And, you know, I mean, when the journey started, I wasn't sure how it was going to be. It wasn't even going to be the entire circumnavigation of Ireland. And it was going to be sand, it was going to be landscapes and seascapes as well. But as it evolved, I realised the imagery and the subject matter was so rich just in the rock pools themselves and so diversely beautiful that I kind of went more and more concentrated on the actual just the rock pools.
I love the way the book is laid out because the individual pictures take up the entire right-hand page when you open the book. And on the left-hand side, you have the exact location of where the picture was taken. Did you enjoy your time travelling around and how long did it take?
Well, in total, it took me 9 weeks. I started in Wicklow and I worked my way clockwise around the coast and I ended up back in Dublin. Some days you got incredibly windy conditions and I was a comical sight, I'd say, I had two umbrellas up. One was blocking out the sky so that you had a lovely richness to the colours underneath. And then the other one might be trying to block out the wind. So I'd be, you know, kneeling down, waiting for the gust to pass and holding the one umbrella up, the other umbrella, two umbrellas going. And then a gust would take an umbrella and I'd be running after that. And there was definitely kind of, you know, adverse conditions throughout it. But I got beautiful weather as well. And, it was a really enjoyable journey. And it amazed me, actually, because I approached the whole subject matter in an aesthetic manner. And I didn't want to know too much about it. But then I was just blown away by the amount of beauty and diverse stuff that I'd never seen before. And so, yeah, I enjoyed every bit of it.
So they're all done over the water. The water surface. You didn't insert the lens into the water and shot from there. You didn't do that. Couldn't do that.
Well, I could have done that if I had an underwater camera. But another thing that I tried to... It's all an approach and perspective. And I wanted to be an available perspective to everybody. Whereas if I went underwater, that's not an available perspective. So I wanted to have it so that people are viewing it as if they were going rock pooling themselves and wandering around and having that beautiful sense of timelessness themselves as they view the work.
So you're looking into a rock pool. I was checking to see had you leaked from in it, but you did, even though there's only 3 kilometres.
You are so lucky, Dara.
I
was just checking because you said there were 17 counties and there's only 3 kilometres of a coastline with Leitrim and you can only get in at Tullaghan in actual fact because the rest of it is wall to wall, one off housing estates from one end of it to the other, so you can't get at the coastline otherwise. But you could even find rock pools there. the picture you have from this place is lovely, because what you have is a lovely starfish sitting on a lovely background of lovely pink corally stuff, and you don't see any water there at all. So presumably the water in each of these cases was perfectly clear and no pollution, no nothing in it. Or did you have to wait till it stopped moving, or was it tied in, or was it tied out to get this clarity of water that you have?
All the pools would be like when the tide's in. Like, I'd start working at 3 hours before low tide, and then I'd stop working at 3 hours after high tide. So I had a window, this magical window of 6 hours when the tide would be on its way out and then coming back to the point where I started from. But yeah, I mean, it was shallow water most of the time. But if the wind was gusting, there'd be a chop on the top of the water, and that would create a blur to the imagery. So that's why I'd have to wait for the gusts to pass so that I'd be able to capture the moment without the blur. So I mean, there was a lot of waiting and a lot of kind of back aching kind of behaviour going on.
And looking quickly through all the pictures, I don't see any moving things, no fish, no crabs. Mm. Everything is either a shell or a jellyfish or lots and lots of lovely seaweeds, but nothing that moves. Yeah, did they all run away?
They all run away as soon as, it's amazing, as you're walking around the rock pools, like, and you walk up onto a high pond, you see movement everywhere in the pools. They're just like little, as they're all kind of scattering. God, there's something coming. Let's get in under a rock, let's hide. You know, so that's fish. I do have a few pictures of fish, but they didn't. They weren't as nice an image. You know, it has to be an aesthetically beautiful image as well. It's not really a scientific book. It's although there's factual information in there, there's both whimsical information as well in a kind of fun way. But it's definitely an aesthetic. It's just the beauty of the innocent beauty that is of the perception.
And I think as well, Dara, I think the great thing is that people can actually go and see this very close to them, even in the city. Because I did my final year project on rock pools in Sandymount.
Yeah.
And a lot of what you've shown there in the book is available to people this Sunday if they go for a walk along the rocky areas out from Dunleary. And I think that's important.
Sandy
that
Mount
they know
or Sandy Cove?
Or Sandy Cove, I should
Sandy
say.
Cove.
Sandy Cove,
yeah.
Because all of that out south of Dunleary, all of that is available to them. The other great thing is the fact that the people shouldn't forget, it's not just the animals. The lichens and the seaweeds in the rock pools are really special. And they're shown really nicely in the colour as well.
And you're just back from a six-week tour of the USA with an exhibition.
I am, yeah.
How did that go?
Well, that's been it's been amazing, actually, and it seems to be developed. I've been lucky enough to partner up with Culture Ireland and Aer Lingus and the Consulate General of Ireland and Tourism Ireland. And, I mean, they've been so supportive of me, bringing me out to America and the body of work. So I exhibited for a month in the Consulate General of Ireland in New York. And then I went on to Atlanta, again, with the consulate support there. And next year, it's going to six more cities. It's going to Birmingham in Alabama, Boston, Chicago, Washington, Dallas and San Francisco.
And you're coming to exhibit in Ireland as well, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have exhibited in Ireland, but I'd like to get... I'm coming back to do it in Europe. Again, Culture Ireland are supporting me to bring it to... I'm going to be in Berlin for the March and All Patrick's Weekend festivities in the embassy over there, and then in the European Parliament in Brussels, and hopefully in Stockholm as well.
And you'll be exhibiting at the National Craft and Design Fair and the RDS.
Yeah, at the craft fair next week.
I was trying to guide you.
Yeah, you will see me at the craft fair next week. I'll be there. I'll be on stand 148, and it's an amazing fair. I have a section of my work there, and that's from Wednesday till Sunday.
Okay, well, already the texts are coming in. I have Dara's book and one of his beautiful prints from Sligo hanging in my home. It's an outstanding piece of work and a wonderful gift for all or any ages. That comes from Adrian Tahani. I think is how you pronounce it in Dublin.
No, Adrian.
Well done, Adrian.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Now, Dara, you have pictures of limpets, urchins, seaweeds, algae, all kinds of marine life in your book. And you've very kindly given us three copies to give away to our listeners. So are you ready? I'm going to ask a question and the first three correct answers win this book. And the question is, bit of a drum roll. The wife and muse of James Joyce had a fishy sounding name. What was it? And folks, I want her full name. First and second names, please. Just text your answer to 51551, email Mooney at rte.ie or telephone 1850 715 900. Our thanks to Dara Muldowney for coming into studio, first of all, and giving us those three books to give away. And let me tell you, within 15 seconds, they were gone. Incredible response. So thank you indeed. We'll give the answer and indeed the winners very, very shortly. So you can stop texting just for the moment. Earlier in the programme, we spoke to photographer Dara Muldowney about his new book, Jewellery Box, which has some stunning photos of Irish rock pools. It's a really beautiful coffee table book and we had three copies to give away. The question we asked was, the wife and muse of James Joyce had a fishy sounding name. What was it? And we wanted her full name. Well, the correct answer was...
Nora Barnacle.
Well done, Anna.
And what did Joyce's father say when James Joyce brought her home in the first place?
What did he say?
Richard will tell
Richard.
Us.
He said, at least she'll stick to him.
Which she did.
Thank you, Anna and Richard, for that. And Nora Barnacle was the correct answer. Well, the ladies of Munster were quickest off the mark. The first three entries were all from Munster. So the winners are Breda Kelleher from Mallow in County Cork, Bridie O'Shea from Killarney in Kerry, and Louise Kidney, who is from Douglas in Cork, but currently listening to us stateside in Athens, Georgia, from where she sent us her entry. Hello, Louise. All the way from the United States. So congratulations to Breda, Bridie and Louise, and thank you to the hundreds who entered our competition today. And if you'd like to get a hold of a copy of the book, then you'll find it in your local bookstore or on Dara's website, which is www.dulra.com. Or if you're heading along to the National Craft Fair at the RDS next weekend, then you can meet Dara there.